This is Taking Stock with Pim Fox and Courtney Donahoe. Listen on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Now available free for both iPhone and Android devices.
Ooh, ain't got no hope. I know lady wrong. Ain't got no hope. I know face wrong.
Well, I don't think people don't have a home. They're trying to buy a home, it seems, and some of them are being very successful. Let's bring in David Williams, analyst with Williams Financial Group, on the world of housing. David, you think people are buying homes because they're inexpensive or because they actually have the money to finally put down a down payment?
No, we think it's a little bit of both. I mean, we have affordability at historic levels here. You have folks that have been sitting on the sidelines, not wanting to catch those falling home prices. So we're finally seeing with that stabilization, a little bit of earnings or savings, rather, that folks are ready to step back in and buy at this great opportunity.
So where are we along the housing recovery curve?
Well, you know, I think that we're just kind of starting to see a real growth here. We've seen, you know, 20% growth month to month or year over year, rather, through the first 8 months of the year. And then yesterday we saw new housing starts, specifically in the single family side, you know, 43-45% jump. So I think that we're on the verge of step function improvements here, whereas it's been a moderate, you know, maybe modest growth. We're finally starting to get to the point where a lot of this pent-up demand we're expecting to come back into the market fairly soon.
David Williams, if you're an investor and you've been watching housing stocks move higher and you're kicking yourself, should you go out and buy some or should you just keep kicking yourself?
You know, we think there's a couple of good investments here. We really like D.R. Horton, Ryland, and Pulte Homes, and primarily because of their land positioning and geographic diversity. We think D.R. Horton still has a potential upside. Same with Pulte Homes. A big play here is primarily in the land banks. And if you recall, Pulte has had a drag through the downturn, primarily because of its excessive land bank. Now that land bank has turned from a headwind to a tailwind as we start seeing a lot of these finished lots and especially A locations start getting chewed up. And so now they're fully stocked with land and they're able to go out and put houses on the ground where the demand is.
I'm going to put some of these on Twitter, some of these picks that you have. You can follow both Pim Fox and I on Twitter, at Pim Fox, at Courtney Donahoe. What is the key to success, though, of these companies?
Well, I think the key is just going to be delivering a product that people are looking for. And we've all seen through the downturn that things really changed. Buyers are looking for something different today than what they've been looking for in the past. I think you've got to cater to those needs, bring in a home that adds real value, but at a price point that most buyers are willing to step in and purchase. So, you know, I think some builders have kind of went away from loading up the house with all kinds of options and have instead moved to a strategy of just providing those things that buyers have most often requested. And I think that's kind of that sweet spot there is you really just give them what they want and the best house for their dollar.
David Williams, I was looking at XHB. This is the S&P Home Builders Index Exchange Traded Fund. It's up 50% so far this year. Top holdings, Lowe's, Williams-Sonoma, then Pulte, Lennar, Whirlpool. What about the companies that are not home builders? Are they still good value, such as Whirlpool, Williams-Sonoma, and Lowe's?
Yeah, I think there are definitely some good values out there. We particularly at these levels, we like the building product side. We see guys like Builders First Source. They're more of a distributor. They provide lumber materials. They also have an installation service. We like those types of companies. We see tremendous upside here as we continue to drive forward. They have exposure to the entire housing segment, not just the public builders and the new home sales, but the existing, the single family, the multifamily, even the light and commercial building, as well as the exposure to private and public builders. So it's a great way to play the entire housing space, and we still see plenty of upside at these levels.
BLDR is the ticker for that. What headwinds should we watch out for?
Well, I think going forward, the real headwinds are going to be what happens in the back end of the year. The fiscal cliff is going to be a risk, for, I think, for any equity. But we also have the election cycle and a couple of the mortgage related issues that we expect to have a little better visibility, maybe some clarity once we get into the first part of next year. But I think those are the major headwinds today. It's just the mortgage environment and then what we happen to do with this fiscal cliff that's coming up.
David Williams, what about if you've got profits in some housing stocks? Should you take some?
Well, I don't think you would be wrong in taking profits today, especially at these levels. We still think there's some upside here, but, it depends on your risk levels. But we think that now might not be a bad time to take profits, although we do see some more upside, just not as much. We're not going to see the same types of rally that we've seen since the beginning of the year.
What about automobile sales? Do those kinds of purchases by consumers take away money that they would normally spend on their home?
You could say that they likely do, but I don't think that it's a give or a take. I think that the folks are either needing a car and wanting a car, but I don't think that maybe you make that decision over buying a house. I think a house is a very thought-out decision, and I think that if that's the direction you're going, I wouldn't think that you would buy a car as opposed to a home, especially in this environment today.
Any of these companies you should stay away from because of their strategy?
Well, for a while we've been a little more negative on KB Homes. We think that some of their strategies, although longer term may be beneficial, we think in the shorter term there may be some issues there. We don't necessarily like their build-to-order-only model. We think that may be holding back some of their sales as we go forward here, although they're starting to make better acquisitions in the more land-constrained environment. So we think that in the longer term, they're probably a better play, but they're going to continue lagging the peer group as far as fundamentals until we see a real uptick in demand here.
I want to thank you very much for joining us. David Williams, analyst, Williams Financial Group, giving us some insight and his thoughts on the housing industry. Coming up, we're going to take you through to the close. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lower by 10 points right now. The S&P 500 at 1457, it's lower by 3. And the NASDAQ dropping more than 30 points.
And I'm actually adding David Williams' picks to Twitter. You can follow both Pim Fox and I on Twitter, at Pim Fox, at Courtney Donahoe.
You can listen to Taking Stock weekday afternoons at 3 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2012, Bloomberg LP.